Sutter's first rescue team was not heard of again until the first week of February, 1847. News arrived that 7 survivors had come out of the mountains starving, without clothes, and freezing. The survivors shocked the nation with the news that the dead were being eaten. Luis and Salvador were 2 of these victims. Sutter organized yet another rescue party. In the end, almost half of the famous Donner Party died. John Sutter helped all 47 that survived. Caption: The westward journey was difficult for the animals, too. When horses or oxen died, the journey became even harder for the people who depended on them. Feature box: A giving man. John Sutter was known for his generosity and kindness to immigrants. Here's what one said: As long as California has a human history, the memory of General Sutter will warm the hearts of her people. He fed the hungry, clothed the naked, and comforted the distressed children of California's pioneer days. Eliza Donner. Chapter 5. Gold. By 1847, John Sutter had established an empire in California. His fort was the center of business, entertainment, and education for the Sacramento Valley. Boats full of goods for trade made almost daily trips from Sutter's Dock to San Francisco. A 10-acre garden grew fruits, vegetables, and roses. Sutter's new town, named Sutterville, was growing up outside the fort. To continue his building projects, Sutter needed wood. He hired James Marshall to supervise construction of a sawmill. In early January of 1848, Marshall made a surprise visit to Sutter's home. Out of his pocket, Marshall pulled a handkerchief. Shining in the handkerchief was gold. Marshall calculated that they were going to be millionaires. Caption: This is an old photograph of John Sutter. He later recalled the day James Marshall came to him with important news.